Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Please be advised that today's episode includes scenes of graphically described torture.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
So you have entered your respective rooms.
Flynn does love him a hammock.
Cue to a really funny little montage of him trying to get in the hammock.
Yeah, how high is it hung up? It'd be hard.
Spinning and like arms and legs and like a big knot in the middle.
New Lara, you start relaxing for a good long while.
Stuck at the mercy of the Red Wizards, are you? Not a great place to be in.
Thea, unknowing how long you have in this room, you have stripped completely naked.
It's true, someone could be in 5 minutes, but Thea's like, this might be the only time I get to have in this bed.
Exactly.
Archian Iseldra Yeth is prepared to see you now. We find ourselves bound in common cause against common enemies. I am authorized by our eternal master, Zaztam.
Give us the straight goods here, Nihilmich. How did that go for us?
There is much deliberation, and she will take all things said into account and make a decision by morning.
Okay, I got an offer on the table from Zaztam to get Bort out of my head. Sounds like he wants me to join his army if he helps me out. Should I take the offer?
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons, we're a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, and with me today is Carla Johnson.
Whoa, first, threw me off. I play New Laura Moonbrook.
And Tom Laird.
And I play Flint, Firebeard, and Bort.
Bort gets a mention?
Ooh, he made the credits.
He's in the credits now. Ooh.
Well, I'm starting the episode as Bort, so
he
gets his due.
And Amy Moore.
Wife of the Dungeon Master. But don't be fooled. That comes with actually a lot more letdown than it does any sort of bonuses. And I play Thea Amastasia.
I think that's the exact same thing you said in episode one.
Awesome. Really?
Pretty close. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it still holds true today.
I thought he was going to say, that's the exact same thing you said in our vows.
So. Yeah.
That's what he was going to say. I don't know why. It wouldn't have made sense then.
Becoming your wife is going to...
Also, if your vow was like you, that you're marrying your dungeon master,
I know.
It'd be a real interesting wedding ceremony.
It was filling us in on a lot of information about your wedding that we didn't know. Exactly.
Oh, that's true.
I saw wedding pictures. They didn't seem... dungeony. They looked
it happened standard. After all the photography was done, then everyone got
it was the secret weird. Second ceremony.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Cool.
So how's everybody doing today?
I'm so sorry to put that visual in everyone's minds. That's not
that makes me laugh. I like it.
I'm not sorry about it. It's all good.
Yep.
Doing well here,
doing
Russ.
Good.
It's now December.
Holy moly.
It's almost Christmas, and you know we're doing special Christmas bonus episodes, not Christmas bonus episodes, we're doing special Christmas episodes, which I've totally planned and I'm ready for.
You sound ready for
it. You sound confident, and I believe it.
But I brought them up here so that we have to do them now. Setting
this
expectations.
This is your way of like retconning things.
Setting expectations. Yep.
Such a manipulator.
Yep.
What? Of himself, so that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, really, yeah. He just signed himself up for a lot
hacking,
of work.
Hacking yeah. his own brain, exactly.
But where you can get actual bonus episodes is over on Patreon, where we have a lovely community over at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, which was just we just love to have you over there.
It's like a big family.
It is a big family, and every episode we dedicate an episode to a lucky patron, and today that patron is David Ginsburg.
David.
Yay!
Thanks, David.
David.
From You're awesome.
Tales from the Fandom, Tales from the Five Nations podcasts.
It certainly feels like that interview we did was forever ago.
It was quite a long time ago.
Forever. Like a year.
Yeah, that one where we just talked about snacks.
More than a year.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I think that was all of our interviews that we did. Oh, we just talked about not what we do.
Snacks. Yeah, yep. That sounds right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Speaking of which, let me tell you about Hacky Sack Guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank God we didn't forget.
Snack rhymes with hack. We're getting
this was,
there.
This was the real cliffhanger from last episode.
It was.
Totally. I wish I'd thought of like a funny way to tell this story, but it is kind of funny generally. Okay. So I live in a condo and there's like several buildings that sort of form a triangle around the parking lot. Right. And one morning I heard this like loud kind of like guttural sounds. And what I actually thought it was sometimes there are homeless people that like cut through. It was very early. Well, not very early in the morning, like 7:30 in the morning. And I thought they were yelling at each other. Well, not fighting, but like sometimes they yell at each other. And like, I just thought that's what it was. So I go to the window to look and no, that is not what it was. It was instead my neighbor. With no shirt on, like aggressively playing hacky sack by himself.
Well, he's just training.
So
he's
like
doing that Rocky montage.
No, like it is seriously how he treats it. He is like dripping sweat and like the grunting was like a tennis player or like that dude at the gym that everyone hates. Like that's what he's doing. But it's like everyone in all three buildings can hear him because he is like in the sound vortex with no shirt on.
He just wants a friend.
For so long.
Yeah, he's it's a cry for help.
It's he wants a hacky sack mating call.
It's a hacky sack mating
is
call.
What he wants. And so he does that occasionally, just even like last week, not with no shirt on, with a tank top on.
Well, it is getting cold.
So
it's a little chillier now. Yep.
He kind of drives me crazy. With his look at me antics. He's just screaming, look at me all the time. And it kind of drives
Carla
me
does
crazy.
Not appreciate his lack of modesty.
I don't mind the lack of modesty. I do like the, I don't know. I don't know.
Is he good at hacky sack? Like, did you watch him long enough?
Oh, he's very good.
Okay.
No,
well,
like,
good.
He's very good. There's nothing about it that is, like, what he's doing is bad. It's just how, like, obnoxious he is about it that I dislike. I don't care that he has no shirt on. I don't care that he's doing it in the public space. I just wish he could just, like, quiet.
So, like, if I went into the middle of your parkade and set up a canvas and started aggressively grunting and painting, you would have the same problem with me.
I think
me.
I would. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Like
you know what? Maybe he's just
knitting?
Hoping. I guess it's really hard
so
to
So that's the hacky
knit.
Sack guy. It kind of ruins the punchline when you know he's called hacky sack guy before I tell the story.
That's true. When she's able to build up the story.
Because the reveal that what he is doing is hacky sacking is kind of disappointing. Because I have had people over before who thought there was like, my neighbors were boning real loud. That's not what it is.
It's better.
It's just dude hacky sack.
It's like an all hours kind of hacky sack thing.
Mm. Yeah.
Hacky sack guy, if you're an avid listener of Dungeons and Dragons,
maybe he's listening. I'm
hit
sorry.
Us up.
Maybe, I'm sure you're very nice.
Just go knock on Carla's door.
Yeah. Introduce yourself.
I am the hacky sack king on Twitter.
Apologize for the fact that you're hacky sacking so aggressively. And then, you know, come play Dungeons and Dragons with us. So we can find out like what tournaments you're in. Like that
exactly.
Why are
he
you
seems like a real jock, but you know. Maybe he plays D&D. I don't know.
Maybe there's an underground hacky sack tournament, like hacky sack thing that we don't know about.
Do you think maybe Ooh. Soccer players play hacky sack in the off season to keep their
maybe.
Like foot foot skills
could
up.
Could be.
100%.
Just kind of like how, could be. How like skaters in hockey skaters do ballet play, to keep themselves.
Yeah, like, golf. And it's transferable like, skills. They'll play soccer in the hallways too before their games just to like get their feet moving.
Mm-hmm. All of these things are possible. We've given him a backstory now.
All right, fine. He's a wonderful person. He's a competitive athlete. I'm a real jerk.
I feel really connected to this guy now. I don't know why.
Oh, my goodness.
I think, you know what terrible. I think he really wants? He wants someone to videotape and put him up on YouTube as that weird grunting hacky sack guy.
So that's why I don't like him.
Yeah. So do that, and he'll be found, and then maybe he'll go away.
Put it up on your social media feed, Carla, that everybody follows.
Should I put it on my Twitter that I haven't been on in 4 years?
Yeah, that's the one.
Perfect. That's what's gonna make him huge.
It would be real interesting if you just all of a sudden started tweeting about this hacky sack dude after 4 years of no activity on Twitter.
Yeah, you're like, guys, I have to tell you about something.
Yeah, I wonder how many followers this is a Carla thread. Has.
Yeah, totally. It's like a 20-tweet thread that I have.
You should tweet about it every time you see him. Be like, "Oh, hacky sack grunter guy is back."
How many followers do you think you have, Carla?
I don't know. 20?
310.
Whoa! Oh, are they all like Russian bots?
Good question. No, follower of our podcast. Follower of our podcast. Lots of people who follow our podcast, so you should probably get your ass on there.
I would also just like to say, Carla, you have more than twice as many followers as I do. I only have 78, and I post like once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I used to be real active. It used to be my job, right?
Yeah.
Now I don't care anymore.
Guys, someone named Amy Moore just liked my tweet.
Oh my God, she's so famous. She has a podcast.
Oh my God.
This is our new podcast. What are we doing on social media?
Recaps.
Yep. Yeah.
How to
Carla's
social
neighbor
media.
Gossip and social media recap. So,
hey, fuck it. Let's play D&D.
Can we roll dice this episode?
Maybe.
Tom got to. He had
I got to roll like
hammock.
Two different times.
I know. We got to roll like
we did do
charisma
that one
checks.
To see if something happened.
Charisma checks?
Yeah. It was a persuasion charisma checks.
Yeah. I get you.
Yeah. All right.
But it wasn't enough for me. I'm craving more. When you don't play D&D for so long, like
it's been a long time since
something.
We've really seriously rolled dice.
I mean.
I'm the dagger. I need blood.
You've entered a negotiation arc though, so.
Damn it. I was hoping maybe they'd test our skills and be like, let's even see if you're worthy for us to fight with. And then.
So previously you had a lovely conversation with Tharchia and Iseldra, Yeth.
I think I was actually kind of rude. I don't.
Yeah, she didn't like you. From
it was kind of both. It was a two-way street on that one, I think.
But then you went back to your rooms and Flint, as you know it, said he's just not wearing any underwear. As you were talking about some deal he was trying to do. Mm-hmm. That's the less important part, clearly.
I'm not wearing any underwear.
Cool.
Good to know. That's...
I just like to keep you guys appraised.
Of your underwear.
I mean, we were kind of having a pretty serious conversation about, like, Zaztam.
And the fate of you and Bort.
You were going to go have to fight with an undead army or something, but...
Yeah, so I should take that deal, right?
I would get more information on it first.
I think you need some deets. It was real thin on the particulars.
Okay. And I head into my room and close the door.
Okay.
Is that weird to you?
Bit weird. He really wanted to get back to that wheel of cheese that he was trying to leave
with
earlier, I guess.
Pretty big.
So what are you doing? Sleepover?
Yes. I'll keep my clothes on.
Because remember, we like to do that.
Yeah, it's true.
We don't have to actually, like, have a sleepover. But, you know, we'll, like, have some girl time, like we like to have on the train, and where we gossip, and we eat snacks. Yeah. And
what kind of room you got?
Ice Palace?
Okay, we're going to my room. Chul?
Chult.
Chult. Oh, Chul is those crab things.
Those
that would
are
be
those
a horrible,
horrible
room.
Crab monsters.
It's a bad theme room.
It's got the Chul theme room.
Chult. Chult.
Chult.
Chult theme.
Chult. Ooh. Chult.
Sounds decadent. Let's go.
All right.
We go and have girly time.
Bort, you have just slammed the door and entered into your tree palace.
Yep, I go and immediately pick up that bell for service and ring it.
A moment goes by, and a knock comes to the door.
Come on in!
The door, you hear click, and then slowly creak open, and the same gentleman, pale-faced human, stands at the door and says, "Yes, Master Firebeard?"
Sure. I need more details on Zaztam's deal for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know before you said he wasn't going to meet with me, but I need to talk to him.
Yeah, see, that's an issue. Zaztam doesn't speak directly to many people.
Can I, like, stand outside the door while it's closed and we can have a conversation that way?
Any questions you have for him, you can direct at me, and if I don't have the answer, I will certainly get it for you.
Okay, because I kind of feel like I did ask you the question before, but I'll ask it again.
Okay.
So if I agree to this deal, is this something that starts immediately, or can I go handle this Tiamat situation and then come and serve in his forces?
Are they not one in the same at this point?
Well, this is what I'm trying to understand. As I feel like the pretty big threat is the one that we're working towards here. But when I asked this before, you didn't seem to really give me a great answer on it.
So if we are to go ahead, I mean, who's to say joining the undead army does not stop the rise of Tiamat in and of itself?
Well, I mean, if we failed in preventing that, then I think we're all kind of fucked, aren't we?
You're right. Mm-hmm.
But wouldn't it be better to have all of our able forces tackling this problem before going off for these other missions?
In fact, we would have two more abled forces joining our cause and going off and dealing with these issues.
Okay, I feel like we're not speaking the same language here. I mean, I want to go with those two others I've been hanging around with so long.
Yes.
And help them instead of going with whatever your plan is. And then I'll join you guys afterwards.
So you don't want our assistance then?
Oh my god.
A lot of double talk happening here.
It's very circular.
Roll a d20.
For the worst roll.
3.
You're still bored.
Okay.
Well, he's not doing well.
No, it's fine.
He's not doing well.
What the deal is while you are in Fae, we will remove whomever from whichever body and place the other one into another vessel. And then you will join Zaztam's undead army. A. B. There's no C. It's just A, then B.
I was waiting for what C was. Okay, well, I mean, I want to get out of this. I mean, I want to get him out of my head, but I can't agree to that. I feel like I'd be abandoning them.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I would give you my word. And besides, you'd get a bonus person right off the bat.
Right.
Like, maybe take that back to Zaztam and see what he says.
We've dealt with people previously who said, "Don't worry about it, I'll come back." And then when they reconsider joining an undead army, they don't come back.
Is it so, the benefits? Is it bad dental? Like, what?
It's a really bad dental plan.
So
they don't match your RRSP. It's really a headache.
As previously stated, no pressure. But the deal is only good while you are in Fae. So you have
that kind of inherently builds pressure into it.
You can sleep on it. It's not a problem.
All right, I'll sleep on it.
All right.
Do I ring this again, or are you just going to leave?
I will back out of the room. Don't worry. Sound effects are running as we speak, and there's a door closed in the way. And I'm walking down the hallway. I don't see it.
The footsteps have gone from loud clip-clops to quieter clip-clops.
Yep.
Bort's just going to, like, rage-eat for a little while.
He's going to demolish that wheel of cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Okay, Thea and Nulara, you're in the Chult room. What are you doing?
Just like cocktails and eating snacks.
Mm-hmm. I'm braiding her hair.
Gossiping about who we think is cute. You know.
Mm-hmm. So give me some of that.
So the red wizard, 3 to the left of Angry Bitch.
With the dark hair?
Yes, with the dark hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I bone
him. You liked him?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is going to sound gross, but bear with me. If he was an undead and his skin tone was normal and his hair wasn't gross, what about the servant guy?
Oh, God.
Like undead. Undead.
That's a lot to look past, though, Nulara. Like, I have a fanciful imagination, but even that has its limits. I can't get past the undead part of it. It's horrifically, like, unnatural. Horrifically.
Agreed.
Also, what if his pecker fell off?
What if he doesn't even have one because it's already fallen off?
Oh, my God.
I don't know what's going on down there with an undead person.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, also, Flint... super weird, right?
Yeah, what was that about? Serious conversation. We're talking about, like, the fate of, you know, his life. And then just under, like, what? Dude, inappropes.
I mean, like, it's been very stressful. Do you think he maybe snapped a little bit?
Maybe. I mean, he's got a person in his head. It's, I don't know. Maybe.
I can't even imagine what that would be like, having someone in your head just talking to you all the time.
Yeah, what's that like?
Yeah. Yeah, that does... it would be exhausting.
Yeah, absolutely. Wouldn't it? There's no way he can take that deal.
Not without understanding what he is agreeing to.
There's like, gotta be life, another wizard
somewhere. His whole life of fighting
somewhere.
With the undead army?
Well, yeah.
Do they mean to make him undead?
I was wondering the same thing. Right? Join our undead army. Let's split you up and, I don't know, kill you and reanimate you?
Yeah.
No way.
No way.
So you can continue to talk the night away. Flint, Bort, do you do anything?
Flort?
Anything hasty?
No, he's sufficiently eaten himself into a coma, so he's good.
All right. Thea and Nulara, do you go to your respective rooms? Do you just pass out where you are? / meditate?
No, I think I go back to my room to... because I'm going to need more sleep than my girl Thea, right?
All right.
I imagined I just had like a little thing in my head where Bort forgets that he is the size of a dwarf and not like rocking some sort of like dragonborn bod, and goes to like hop like one leg, two leg into the hammock and misses completely. And it's like, the fuck? Like, I need to get out of this body.
It's so bad.
And that's why like, I was kind of giggling. Dwarf fail. Sorry. I say goodbye to New Lara and I get super comfy on my bed and I meditate.
Yeah, you begin your meditation. New Lara and Bort has passed out. You return, New Lara, you return to your room. And New Lara and Flint and Bort make a wisdom saving throw as you drift off into dreamland.
Oh, fuck.
The fuck?
Flint, Tom, you're going to make two.
I got a 16.
You're going to make two there, Flint.
Going to make two?
Tom. Okay.
Are they both wisdom?
They're both wisdom saving throws.
One for you, one for Bort.
Hey. Ooh, 16 and 18.
Ooh.
Bort's got some plus wisdom, y'all.
So, wait, sorry, who Bort made the 18?
Both of them. You told me to roll two.
Yeah, so, well, there's Bort and there's Flint. You're making one for each
of
them.
Well, the first one was Bort. That was a 16, and then it's a 15 for Flint.
Okay.
And an 18 for me.
You drift off to sleep. New Lara, your head hits the pillow and you fall asleep quite quickly from all the margaritas you were having with your good friend Thea. And you drift off into a restless sleep. Flint and Bort, you eat yourself into a comatose state. And you're not sure how much time passes, but you wake up and you're in a chamber over what looks like a bubbling cauldron with tentacles holding your individual limbs because you have separated now. You are Flint, with no dragon scales, and behind you, you feel the back of Bort, who are two separate people now. Around the room, you see a dozen red wizards observing your current state, while three other red wizards brandish weapons as they stand around you in this cauldron. You hear one of them speak up, you're not sure which one, and he says, "We have further questions for you."
Well, I guess I'm not really in a state to deny you, so feel free to ask. Bort said that.
What does Flint say to that?
Flint kind of leans back his head a little bit and turns and says, like, "What did you do, man?"
One of the cult members begins to walk towards Bort. And he asks, "How long have you been tracking the cult's movements?"
I feel like I've answered this question before. It's been a while now. Couple of years? Couple months? I don't know. It just seems so long.
Bort's probably...
Initial.
No, it's going to be a deception check for Bort on this one.
Okay. No bonus, so 17.
He nods. And one of the other red wizards steps forward to Flint. And he looks at you, Flint, and he says, "Why are you here?"
That's a real good question. I don't know. Where are we?
In Thay.
Okay, I mean, again, though, I don't know why I'm here. Why am I here? Seems like a question you can answer for me.
Make a persuasion check.
That's an 11.
He pulls forward a large scythe. And he rakes it across the front of your chest.
I don't react at all. I just take it.
The Red Wizard to Bort. Why do you care?
Because I'm trapped in this guy's body. Or at least I was. I don't really know what's going on here.
Make a persuasion check.
Come on, Bort, you persuasive motherfucker. A 13.
He pulls a large spiked whip out. And he begins to thrash at Bort. Blood begins to pour from Bort's side down into the bubbling cauldron as the tentacles rise higher up on both of your bodies. The Red Wizard to Flint says, what stake do you have in saving Faerun?
I mean, it's my home, my family, my friends, everything.
Persuasion.
Ooh, nat 20.
He asks Flint another question. What do you know of Severin's plans?
Well, I know he's got, or at least is trying to get the dragon masks. He's recruited some exiled wizards to aid him, all in bringing back Tiamat.
Make a persuasion check.
9. That was a good one.
As you finish saying that, the barbed whip comes around and latches into your body from the other side and pulls across your chest, exposing your rib cage off to the side. Make a constitution saving throw.
So that's a 20, but it wasn't a natty.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it hurts like a motherfucker, but if you don't want to react, you don't have to react.
I mean, I kind of, like, the breath gets knocked out of me, but I'm hanging in there.
To Bort, why does Severin want Tiamat to rise?
I mean, I don't know. I imagine he's just some sort of crazy fanatic who wants to see his queen back.
Make a persuasion check.
I mean, that one.
That's legit. Yep.
Seems to make sense, right? That is a 15.
He steps back, coiling up his whip. To Flint, what claim does Rathmodar have in this battle?
As far as I can tell, he's hungry for power. He thinks that by helping Severin bring Tiamat back, that he's going to get everything he wants and he can overthrow Zaztam? Is that the name?
Make a persuasion check.
A 14. Hey, 14's pretty charismatic, Ross.
It is, I know. Raises his scythe and begins to step towards you. And you feel the tentacles begin to crush your legs. Make a constitution saving throw.
That's a 14.
You hear popping in your knees, and you feel your joints being ground down.
Flint's definitely feeling that one.
Bort and Flint hears this question, as he has all the others. This one's directed to Bort. How do your allegiances lie with our eternal master, Zaztam?
Well, I mean, right now I'm not thinking they're very good.
Yeah, make a persuasion check.
That's a 17.
Flint heard the question, but didn't hear the response. The Red Wizard in front of Flint ask the same question. How do your allegiances lie with our eternal master, Zaztan.
Well, I was told we had the night to sleep on it, but I guess that's not the case. I'm guessing not very good for me.
Persuasion check.
15.
He steps back. Given the power of the dragon masks, who do you trust to protect them within the Council of Waterdeep?
I don't trust the Council to protect them. I would trust the metallic dragons.
Persuasion check.
17.
The red wizard steps back, as do the others in the room. And the tentacles begin to churn and crush both you, Flint, and Port, to the point where you begin to black out.
That sounds about right.
You wake up the next morning, roll a d20.
It's a 12.
So you wake up and you're Flint.
Okay. I immediately, like, frantically grab at my knees.
You feel the ache and the pain from all of the things that were done to both you and to Bort. But you look down and your legs are fine. Your ribs and your chests and everywhere you were cut and where Bort was lashed and where you were lashed are fine. You look down at the hammock and the ropes where you were lying, which would have touched the wounds that you thought you incurred, are stained red.
That's fucked up.
That is fucked up.
Well, hello there. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. Thank you for joining us for episode 65 of Dungeons & Dragons, Sweet Dreams in Thay. Now, this is the time where we want to thank you for listening, sharing, liking, retweeting, talking about us and coffee shops down the street. Thank you. Word of mouth really is the absolute best way to spread the good word of podcasts. And if you've been with us since the beginning, either having listened along since we launched or have binged through and listened to us kind of spot through here and there, we're thrilled and humbled and honored to have you along with us. If you're looking for more ways to be involved with the podcast, we invite you to join us over on Patreon. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. It's a creator-to-patron, patron-to-creator-driven platform where you sign up for a community. And you pledge a monthly fee that fits your budget to become part of the inner circle and the closest-knit people within that community. And right now, we're looking to expand some of our offerings that we have going on with a new Discord server. And right now, it's exclusive to patrons. It will be open to the public in January with Patreon-exclusive channels. But we're very excited for it. We've got a good percentage of our patrons on there right now. If you are currently a patron, go check out the link to get into Discord. It's in the posts there. You'll be able to find it and come join us. We're talking the podcast. We're talking food. We're talking Austin Powers. We're talking games and books and movies, and we're having a blast doing it. I'm really excited about Discord. It's a very community-driven thing. It's much more than Facebook, much more than Twitter, much more than shouting out to the ether or getting lost in a news feed. I'm stoked for it. And if you can be part of the launch community, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. And if you can't, we will be opening the server to all listeners probably about January, beginning of January. Where you'll have access to all the general channels. Patrons will have access to Patreon-only stuff. Again, that's patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. If you can, it's there. And if you can't, we understand. There are so many other ways to support the show. Like I said, word of mouth is really a fantastic way to go. You can find all the social media links and where to get a hold of us through our website, dumbdragons.com. And thanks to Sirenscape for some of the amazing atmosphere. Make sure you check them out at sirenscape.com to bring your games to life. Links for everything mentioned today can be found in the description. In the next episode, it'll be out Wednesday, December 12th. But for now, let's see who else had sweet dreams like Flint and Bort did. Have a great week! We'll talk soon.
Nulara, you wake up. And you had...
too many margaritas and you're a little hungover.
You had...
really, it's the sugar more than the alcohol, though.
What a rough night. You go and you complain to Flint.
You had some pretty seriously disturbing dreams, but you can't quite put your finger on what they were. You just know that you had a night that was not... that it was by far not the best sleep you've ever had. But you probably equate it to the fact that you're saving the world from a dragon queen and a cult of dragons. Thea, what are you doing in your room? Because you only slept for like 4 hours. You only meditated for like 4 hours.
Well, I think we went to bed pretty late. So between like, I don't know. I probably woke up at about, or came out of my meditative trance at like 5 a.m. I like puttered around. I made clothes. Like I like swooshed like clothes and fabrics around myself and like played a little bit of dress up.
So a real rough day compared to Flint.
It's a real range of experiences last night.
Well, no, Thea's feeling like really good. I don't think that she gets hung over. I think that like her constitution and metabolism of an elf probably doesn't really allow for much of that. And so, yeah, no, she was just fresh faced, dewy, just like pretending to make like beautiful clothes, like kind of like saris, like just like gorgeous, like prancing around her room. And
nice.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's really.
You all rise in the morning, and a knock comes at the door of each of your doors, and you open it, and the many servants come and bring you food for the morning.
Are they undead servants?
They, of course, are undead servants.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. But the food looks delicious.
Yeah, okay.
They set it down, and they begin to walk out.
I let them. I'm not interacting with them.
Okay. I just eat some greasy food. So that's what my hungover body is craving. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just kind of pick at things because I'm not very hungry. I had a bit of a rough sleep.
Okay.
Unless there's like some fancy-ass croissants in there, then I'm going all in on those.
I think I get dressed and I go over and I knock on Flint's door. Well, that's right. I'm leaving my room without someone coming to get me.
Yeah, doors unlocked. You're totally able to do that.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah, I guess we never did check to see if we could leave our...
It seemed implied we couldn't because they kept escorting us, but...
I go and I knock on Flint's door.
Yeah, come on in.
I open it up. I'm like, I cover my eyes. I'm like, are you wearing underwear?
I'm dressed. Come on in.
So you left kind of weird last night. Is everything okay? I know you have a lot going on, but
I don't know if everything is okay. I had a really weird, I don't think it was a dream last night.
What do you mean?
Well, kind of had this really, I'm going to say it's believable experience, complete with pain and whatnot, of being tortured by a bunch of wizards last night. Along with Bort, who was not just in my head, but was like an actual body that was next to me also being tortured.
Thea walks over and she sits in the hammock because... a hammock.
She's so tall and graceful.
And she like shows me how gracefully she gets into it. And I'm just like super mad about it.
That's really weird.
I'm gonna like wander in too with some bacon in like each hand or, you know, the equivalent.
That's really weird. Is that what dreams are normally like?
No, that is not what dreams are like.
Okay, good. Cause it doesn't sound good. And I was always jealous, but not so much.
No, dreams are normally great. Or at least if they are scary, you don't feel like you were physically, you know, beaten up and tortured.
I look over as I'm sitting on the hammock and I see that it's stained red and I get up and I'm like, What the fuck? What?
Great question.
Oh, God. Guys, I don't know about these wizards.
Yeah, I don't think I can take that dude's deal. I think it's bad news.
Yeah, I've got some questions. So it was my understanding that dreams are just a psychological manifestation of things that you experience during the day because your, you know, silly mortal brains can't package it all up nicely. But there's blood over here, and you don't look like you're bleeding. Are you bleeding?
I checked myself out earlier, not to my knowledge. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
I'm going to ring this fucking bell.
New Laura, how were your dreams last night?
I mean, no, nothing compared to that. It was, I had a bad sleep. It was restless. It was bad, but I just, you know, chalked it up to tequila and the world's ending.
I mean, those are both great reasons to have a troubled sleep.
But yours is next level.
Wizards are getting in your minds. I ring the bell harder. Yeah, obviously, come in.
And the same fellow that Flint has seen previously, Flint and Bort have seen previously, enters. He's a pale human male, lots of black and blue and green splotches all over his skin and body, and he says, "Ah, yes, you have risen. Is there anything I can bring you?"
Yeah, how about some fucking answers? Is it customary to, like, harass and, like, mind fuck the people who are trying to help a similar cause to you in their sleep?
I don't know what you're referring to.
Well, then you should go and fulfill my first request of finding some fucking answers. Oh, Theodos.
Can you bring Nye Ilmich over here? We need to talk to her.
Of course. Of course. And he leaves, closing the door.
He apparently finds herself very protective of her friends. So, like, what exactly happened in your dream?
It was the weirdest thing. There was 12 of the red wizards. And then there was also this, like, squid type monster, tentacle monster. And we were being dangled over a cauldron. It was all too much.
What were they asking you?
Questions about our mission. And I didn't know how to answer some of them, and that did not seem to please them.
Oh.
Well, we are not always honest people, and we have been honest this whole time with them, so...
Yeah, that's really rough. It makes me not feel like we need to be very honest. Come in!
The door opens. Nye Ilmich steps in. She says, "Good morning, good morning. You sent for me, yes? I was actually on my way to come see you."
It was not a good night for me.
"I'm sorry to hear that, Master Flint Firebeard. Tharchian Iseldra Yeth has given her declaration, if you're willing to hear it, unless you have other issues to attend to."
I would say we have other issues to attend to.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I can't tell if you are just playing dumb or if you are dumb and have no idea what happened to our buddy Flynn here.
"I don't know what you're referring to, but..."
Dream torture?
The dreams of mortals are a fickle thing and are easily influenced by...
Wizards?
By many things.
Mm-hmm.
Nye Ilmich.
Yes.
How many wizards are in this other offshoot, this rebel alliance, if you will?
There are no exact numbers. There are many.
So you don't know how many are with what Wrathbone?
Wrath Bone. No. Many.
I mean, that's what wrath is short for, correct?
Wizards from Thay have been exiled many times before, and it is our understanding that he, Wrathbone, Wrathmodar, has brought them together.
So there's a considerable number of them. It's not like five.
That is what is
or 12.
To be believed, yes.
Specifically 12?
Okay.
Great force.
I mean, I'm just throwing out numbers here.
Numbers.
Now she's just repeating the things that we're saying.
Numbers.
Nail Mitch, do you know that someone has entered Flint's dreams and caused him physical and psychological distress, and even probably going as far as damaging him in the real physical realm through his dreams?
That is very troublesome.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It's never happened before we came here.
Mm. Yeah, it's pretty concerning.
Asking a lot of the same questions that he was asked just yesterday.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, this is a bunch of people in red robes that were asking those questions.
Who might have the answers to our questions?
I don't know. Do you wish to hear the answer to your original question?
I mean, at this point, why the fuck not?
Tharchion Iseldra Yeth will account for the Red Wizards and has agreed to aid the factions of the Sword Coasts. And if so granted, I will accompany you as Thay's ambassador to the Council.
I don't know. Like, after last night's shenanigans, it just doesn't seem like teaming up. You know? I just don't want to be a yes man, you know?
I see what you did there.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I've been waiting.
I mean, I don't know, guys. I still think we should take the help. I think we need all the help we can get, but like, is this a dagger situation where we're going to have to monitor what this help's coming in as, or I just don't know.
I mean, it's the end of the world, right? So I think right now we need the help.
Yeah.
Tiamat's the imminent threat, but man, you just can't trust the undead. It seems like.
Certainly seems that way. But at least now we're not going in with any sort of, like, the kid gloves are off. Yeah, let's go in knowing that we're a little bit in bed with the devil here, so to speak. No offense.
None taken. Okay. If you are ready, we shall depart.
Nihil Mitch, can you send a message to Zaz Tam for me that I turned down his offer?
Of course, of course. He will be very sad to hear of your decision, but
well, I think he'll understand.
But understands,
why.
Of course. If that is all, we shall return to Waterdeep. She begins a incantation, and a glowing circle of runes begins to form around the five of you, and a bright light comes, and you appear back in the teleportation chamber that you left in Waterdeep, with Leosin and Lady Laryl Silverhand entering the room as the teleportation circle clears.
Music in today's episode was by Kevin MacLeod of incompetech.filmmusic.io.
Take that, future rest. Oh, I just had a hiccup at the same time I was talking. Take that out.
Take it out. Take it out of there.
And just to be sure, just because I don't want to get halfway through this scene and then be like, oh, no, it was Flint who made it. It was Bort that made the 16. Yeah.
Bort made the 16. Flint made a 15.
Oh, he made a 15. Sorry, I thought you said 18. Even better.
That was
even better.
Initially, it was because
you're not paying attention.
Sports bonuses.
Oh,
I thought, men. Oh,
I see.
So I had to subtract one instead of add two.
Right. Sorry. Yeah. Good. Even better.
That's no good.
What's gonna
that
happen?
Doesn't sound like it's better.
No, it doesn't.
It's such a bad sign when the DM's eyes light up
even
like that.
Better.
Yeah, I know. He shouldn't look gleeful. Ever.
When he tenses his fingers like that,
it's
even better.
Exactly.
Now, hold on. There's a really big size difference between Flint and Bort. Mm-hmm. Like, are they head-to-head or are they feet-to-feet matching? Because if so, I think that Flint might be dead. If Bort's legs are popping.
No, Bort's legs aren't popping. Well, no, that was Flint.
Yeah, it's like they've got us both separately yeah. wrapped up.
Yeah, like
I thought you guys were like,
yeah, there's
smooshed.
Yeah, I thought they were like tied together.
That's how you made it like sound. I feel him on my back.
Yeah, but yeah, Flint like in that instance was being crushed. Bort was not.
Gotcha.
So things aren't great, guys.
No, yeah. It doesn't sound good. Thea in her meditative state, can she she dream hop?
That'd be really awesome. Yeah, become a dream walker.
Yes, dream walker, right, Thea.
How can I do that?
Elves don't dream, so.
Oh yeah, right.
There's
a reason you didn't roll anything.
I can't wait till Freddy Krueger pops up beside the tentacles.
Hey, bitch.
Hey, bitch.
I can see your ribs, bitch.
Drill.
I have no funny thing. It just vanished off my tongue. Yeah. It's too bad.
Give me some B-roll grunts.
There's one for you.
There's no sound that you could have made. That would no,
it would not
sound,
have been good.
Wouldn't sound like booming.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, make a persuasion check. If that's where you're leaving.
Make a sass check.
Yeah.
Make a truth check.
Yeah, sassy pants 17. Check.
Wait, is this just like a really bad dream where I'm all tied up in the hammock?
You wake up the next morning like, holy fuck!
Again, arms and legs sticking out at all weird angles.
Yeah, one leg is
knot.
Stuck in the hammock. I'm dangling out of it.
I'm going to like wander in too with some bacon in like each hand. Or,
you know, just fists of bacon. Bacon.
I heard you guys are having a party in here.
Well, she might not have any idea.
I know, but that was part of my question.
Okay.
Yeah, that was in game. You were asking Yeldish that, right? Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
You guys got off on tangents about dream shit. I lost my place.
She believes in a thing called love.
God.
Just listen to the rhythm of her heart.
Yeah.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings, fans of the esoteric, and welcome to the trailer for Madame Magenta Sonus Mystica. Hang on, why am I doing my own trailer?
Where will the people want to see their star, my dear?
No one can see me, Bernard. This is a podcast.
Oh.
You know what? I should have that deep voice chap doing this. You know the one. What's his name?
Oh, the strange name. Yes.
Like a fruit.
Red pepper,
that's
yes.
It.
Yes.
In a world where something, something, something.
That's the one. Oh, it's quite sexy, Bernard.
Ew.
Save that for later.
No, I'm not sure I can keep it up.
You've never had a problem before.
That was a very clever joke.
Yes.
I am a very turgid man.
You are? I'm going to make a cup of tea. You do the trailer.
Oh, right you are.
In a world...
Earl Grey or normal?
Earl Grey, please.
In a world where ghosts and angels walk amongst us...
Float! They float!
Float amongst us stands one woman, Magenta.
Oh, God, my bloody spirit guide's frozen the milk again. It's going to have to be iced tea, I'm afraid.
Oh, all right, fair enough.
Psychic, medium...
My throat... Magenta, I can't do this anymore.
Bernard, you won't get nodules. You're not Adele.
Well, actually, interestingly enough, that wasn't nodules. That was an exploding polyp.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine that? Ew. Exploding polyp. Anyway, that's not why I can't do the trailer anymore.
Oh. Do you mean...
Yes, the angelic manifestation by the dog bed, yes.
Here we go again. What do you want?
From the makers of Mockery Manor comes Madame Magenta, Sonos Mystica. For all fans of the esoteric. Available now wherever you get podcasts.